And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is financial advisor Cindy Gibson, here to talk about Social Security. Welcome to Morning Edition, Cindy.
Good morning, Melissa.
All right. Well, Social Security can be a little bit intimidating to think about. So let's break down the news you have for us. One is there is something called the Supplemental Benefit System that's going to change how Social Security checks look for some folks in Sitka.
That's right. So if you have a government pension, which you're getting from a job in which you did not contribute to Social Security. So those are most of the people in Sitka would be PERS employees. So if you work for the state of Alaska, like the Pioneers Home, or you work for the city of Sitka, or also if you're a teacher, then you're not getting, you're not participating in Social Security, but you are getting a pension for the earnings that you're earning now from those jobs. And there's two things that are going to impact those folks. So those folks might also have enough earnings, 40 credits, in the Social Security system that will allow them to get a Social Security check in addition to their pension that they're getting from their jobs today. And that Social Security check looks on paper, if they get their Social Security statement, to be one thing. But in reality, their pension is going to offset that check a little bit. So, for instance, their Social Security check might say $1,500, but if they have a PERS pension, then a certain percentage of it will be reduced because of their PERS pension.
Okay, and you get a PERS pension, that's going to take away a little bit of the Social Security benefits and
correct,
the check.
Okay. Correct. And so that's called the windfall elimination provision. So a lot of folks who've worked in the PERS system know about that. They've kind of heard about it, and they might know that it's going to impact them, but they're not quite sure how. Rest assured, it won't take away that Social Security check all 100% in total. Right now, today, the most it can reduce your Social Security check by is about $416, but it will never take it down to zero. So the other good news is if you have over 30 years of Social Security earnings in the private sector, then that windfall elimination provision is not going to impact you at all. You'll get your 100% of your PERS check and 100% of your Social Security check if you have 30 years of substantial earnings, is actually what it's called. And there's a chart, you can look that up on the Social Security website, that's ssa.gov. And just type in WEP, that stands for the Windfall Elimination Provision, and there's a great printout, a handout there that will tell you all about how it works, why it works, and how it will impact you. And you can also, you know, talk to somebody like me that will help you too.
Okay, you have the Windfall Elimination Provision.
Yep.
Then you also have
the other thing called the Government Pension Offset. And that's going to impact not your own earnings statement, but the benefits you might receive if you were a spouse of somebody else or a survivor. So if you're a widow or a widower, those pensions or those Social Security checks could potentially go to zero. So if you have a PERS pension and you're receiving $1,500, you have to take 2/3 of that pension, which would be $1,000, and subtract it from your potential Social Security check that you would get from a spousal benefit or a survivor benefit. So if you're married to somebody who's receiving $2,000 from Social Security and that's their own Social Security benefit, you're eligible to receive 1/2 of that as their spouse while they're living and you're alive, and that's called your spousal benefit. But if you're also receiving a PERS check, that $1,000, which is 2/3 of your $1,500, you have to subtract that from your spousal benefit, which is also $1,000, so you will get zero.
Okay.
Now, if that spouse dies before you, then you're eligible to receive 100% of that spousal benefit or that, that survivor benefit, their Social Security check, which is $2,000. However, you have to subtract 2/3 of your pension, which is $1,000. So you'll still get $1,000 from that survivor benefit.
Okay.
But it does impact you.
All right. So two things to consider. If you receive PERS.
Correct.
Okay.
So PERS or TERS. That impacts
or TERS
teachers
as well. Okay.
Who don't contribute to Social Security at all. And the PERS people in Sitka, the city of Sitka, and for the state of Alaska. They participate in that SBS program that we were talking about earlier that you mentioned, the supplemental benefit system.
So the supplemental benefit system, which we'll call SBS, mm-hmm. that affects people receiving PERS only, not TERS. So does not affect teachers, correct? The supplemental benefits.
Correct. But that's just a benefit. So mm-hmm. instead of participating in Social Security, the state of Alaska and the city of Sitka, normally, everyone who works in the private sector, 6.2% of their salary gets deducted from their check and gets sent to Social Security, and their employer matches that. So all that gets sent to Social Security, and that's how you get your Social Security check in the future. What the state and the city have done is that 6.2 still gets deducted from your paycheck, but it goes into a separate bucket of money that's called SBS.
Right. So we actually haven't even talked about that yet.
Yeah.
So SBS, if we could go over it again just a little bit, the city of Sitka has opted into this program,
mm-hmm.
and all state agencies have adopted this program as yeah. well. And you just talked a bit about what it means, but if you could do that again, that'd be great.
Sure. So instead of contributing to Social Security, that 6.2% of your salary goes into an account in your name. It's kind of like a bucket of money. And then it's matched 100% by your employer, and that stays in that account and compounds and grows. And then when you retire, you can withdraw it just like a savings account. Once you're 59 and a half, there's all these little rules about how and when you can take it out and so on and so forth. But that's a separate bucket of money that's separate from Social Security. And that's one of the big reasons why, you know, that the pension really is why your Social Security check is reduced.
Okay. And taxes, can we talk about how Social Security is being taxed?
Absolutely. So that's a big question. So a lot of times people wonder, are my Social Security taxes going to be taxed? And it just depends on your income level. So there's something called your provisional income. And your provisional income is your adjusted gross income. That's all your wages or your pension income and those types of things. Plus any non-taxable interest. So if you have municipal bonds, you have some investments that are not taxable as interest to you, you have to add those in. Plus one half of your Social Security check. So if you are a single person and you're making over $25,000 a year with those three things, that adjusted gross income, the tax-free income, and half of your Social Security check, and that all adds up to more than $25,000 a year, then everything over the $25,000 will be taxed. Half of it will be taxed. 50% of your provisional, your Social Security income will be taxed. Then if you make over $34,000, then 85% of it will be taxed. That's for single people, and for married people filing jointly, it's if you make between $32,000 and $44,000, then 50% of your Social Security check will be taxed, and everything over $44,000, 85% of it will be taxed.
Okay. And we have time for one more little point about Social Security, which is, can you work while you're receiving your benefits?
Sure. So everyone has on their statement something called their full retirement age. And that's the magic age after which, if you're receiving your Social Security check after your full retirement age, it doesn't matter how much you work, you can receive 100% of that Social Security check. But you can actually receive your Social Security check before your full retirement age, as early as age 62. And right now, for people retiring, their full retirement age is age 66. It depends on your year of birth. Everyone born after 1960, their full retirement age is age 67. And so then there's some people in between that have like 66 and 2 months, 66 and 4 months. So it's keyed off of your full retirement age. If you're working and you're before your full retirement age, then the Social Security check may be reduced based on your earnings. So if you make more than, $15,720 in 2016, then for every dollar, $2 you make, $1 of your Social Security check will be reduced. So It's just something to keep track of if you are trying to receive 100% of your Social Security check and you're not yet your full retirement age. But rest assured, once you turn that full retirement age, you can make as much money as Donald Trump. And they'll still give you 100% of your check. And that can be confusing.
Okay, so for those who have been listening to this and they maybe are wondering, all right, Social Security, should I start thinking about this now? Who should start thinking about this now and learning a little bit more of what you've been talking about?
Sure. Well, I am a big proponent for long-term planning, so I don't think you're ever too young to think about it. But especially people who might be currently their full retirement age, age 66 or older, or are going to be before April 30th of this year, because there's something that those folks can do before that date, and that's a deadline date for turning off something called a file and suspend option that is currently available. So that's kind of a key date. We talked about that when I was here a few weeks back. And we're going to be doing a presentation coming up with AARP in February over at the Alice Loop Business Center over there. It's on the 12th, February 12th. So watch the paper. There'll be some ads in the paper about that. And then just anybody who's interested or trying to plan for their retirement would be, it's great to start looking at your Social Security and understanding how your benefits work, because there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of variabilities. And a lot of options, actually.
Well, Cindy, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with financial advisor Cindy Gibson about Social Security. It's never too early to start planning.